takes the pain away. I wonder why it never happened to me. It's years since you went away. I miss you night and day.
Okay, you're on the radio. 101.
Generation annihilation. I just want to be gay. 99% are unhappy with their lives anyway.
Get off the air.
On the streets.
Full of problems.
Generation annihilation. Generation annihilation. Generation annihilation. Have you come up with your hands up.
Thank you.
Bogota, Colombia. 50 bodies float down a raging river. Hands cut off of the wrist. Headless and bloated from weeks in the tropical water.
Hello, this is Colin from GBH and you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Yes, that's right. Just after 12 noon now, you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. That is also 101.9 FM and cable, www.citr.ca online. My name is Aaron. And yes, as always, I'm here till 1 o'clock, kind of nursing a hangover after last night's activities. But yeah, I'm feeling medicated, as somebody just said. Yeah, I've had an espresso, a couple of aspirins, some Earl Grey, and I'm feeling fine. Going to bring you a great hour of punk hardcore and all that kind of stuff. Start things all off with a double shot, I guess, in light of what's been going on in the city, all these crazy shootings and gang-related activity. We started with the strike from the Oi Collection, Gang Warfare. This is a compilation going back to 2004 in Captain Oi Records by this 80s Oi punk UK 82 style act. We were around in the early 80s, like I said. Okay, and we also followed with The Accused, Grinning Like an Undertaker, going back to 1990, Bullet Ridden Bodies. So let's hope that the shooting stops and people stop getting hurt, and let's get on with the show. Yes, we just heard from The Accused, and we're going to hear an act now who kind of remind me of The Accused. They're newish. They're from the Bay Area, and yeah, probably one of the most offensive band names right now. Who knows? Maybe in the next 10 years or so, let's see if any band name comes being this offensive. The band is called Jesus Fucking Christ, Life's Hateful Seed. We're going to hear the title track. Here we go. 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR for requests and that kind of stuff. We'll be right back. The name of the release is called Victims of Faith. Victims of Faith. The band is from Australia. They are called Piss Christ. And the name of the track we heard is called Rise Up. Excellent stuff from the land down under. In the set before Piss Christ, we heard from Vitamin X from the Full Scale Assault release on Tank Crimes Records out of the Bay Area. We heard a track called Deal With It. Can't seem to get enough of this album. Great act. I think they're a third or fourth full-length release. Yeah, Vitamin X from the Netherlands. Born Dead in the set before Out of the Bay Area from the Endless Repetition singles release on Prank Records. We heard a track called Fear. And we started things all off with Jesus Fucking Christ, Life's Hateful Seed. We heard the title track, and that is on Inimical Records. And it's just after 20 after 12, so just going to keep rolling here with an act from Ottawa. They're called Bombed Out.
Hiroshima. Come alive. Starting tonight. We'll do it live!
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
Millennium Mass Grave. You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Crust.
All right, yes. You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. A good set of hardcore thrash and D-beat style punk. Hopefully Andy liked that last set, listening in Nanaimo. At the start of the sets, we heard from Bombed Out from a 7-inch called Human Disease. Bombed Out from Ottawa, Ontario. It's on Capitalist Side Records. We heard a track called August 6th, and we followed with another act out of Ottawa called Germ Attack with a track called Remembrance Day Sham. Followed with another track from Piss Christ, Victims of Faith, on Yellow Dog Records. We heard the title track, and after that we heard a brand new track from Fear of Tomorrow, Dead in the Week, Fear of Tomorrow, local act, who are really awesome, and they are on tour right now and are playing LA tonight as we speak. And followed with some Wolf Brigade from the Come Alive release on Deranged Records, title track. And we followed with some Avscum out of Sweden from the Uproar Under a Friend release. We heard a track called Patriarch Hatet. And we ended off with some Acrostics from Blackwater Records, 7-inch Blackwater Records out of Portland, Oregon. We heard an instrumental called Thrash Mall, and then we heard a track called Killing Frost. And we're going to get to a local act right now. They're called Vacant State.
We'll be right back. This is Joel Grime from Toxic Holocaust. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Let's do drugs.
Hello, hi, everybody in the world. This is David Victor, Millions of Dead Cops, and you are listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, Canada. And I just want to say, no war, no KKK, no fascist USA.
Hi, this is Perry from New York City's Templars. You are listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
All right, and about another 15 minutes to go here on the show. Yes, four song sets in that last set, which ended with Sex Vid. How do you say this? Communal living. Written in calligraphy, which I found kind of hard to read. It's on Dom Records. We heard a track called Cardinal Red. Margaret Thrasher in the set before that from the Moderate Rock release. They were local. They are no more. We heard a track called Wait. And yeah, I just recently saw this reviewed in the latest edition of Maximum Rock and Roll magazine. And I also saw a column by singer Jules Generic, or a top 10 list. So I think she's residing now in Newfoundland or somewhere. And Vacant States at the start of the set with a track called Bleak. And yeah, we're going to get into the old now. We're going to give you a set of Discord Records reissued punk. You may or may not know this band. They are Minor Threat.
Come on! 2 inches long.
Uh-huh.
Went from here to there.
Give me the car!
A girl that make you feel right at home, and a phone and a home.
Visa CITR card and get a nifty discount at the Kiss Adult Toy Store, the Regional Assembly of Text, and the Bike Kitchen. Show it when you shop and thank them for being a friend of CITR.
Hey, this is Bones from Lower Class Brats. You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, Canada.
All right, about another 5 minutes to go in the show here. And in that last set, we heard a spotlight on early 80s DC hardcore. Started off with a double shot of Minor Threat from their first 7-inch and their 2 7-inch release. It was originally released as two EPs in 1981, but yes, it got reissued many times on this double 12-inch set. And here it is again, reissued, I don't know for how many times, but yeah, this one includes a free digital download. Not that I've done that yet. And yeah, the track we heard was called Filler, and we followed with from a track from the Out of Step reissue. Betray was the name of the track. Who knows how many times this has been reissued as well, but once again, comes with a free download as well on Discord Records. And yeah, this cover's a little bit different. Probably doesn't look a whole lot different over the airwaves, but yeah, different, slightly different illustration, different back cover photo, and one of the tracks actually sounds like it's a different mix as well. And we followed with another reissue on Discord Records, The Faith, It's Time, from their split with Void. And we followed with the Teen Idols from the Flex Your Head compilation, their reworking of an old Stooges cover, No Fun. And we followed with Scream from the Still Screaming reissue, originally going back to 1983. Hygiene was the name of the track. And before I go, I'm going to let you know about some shows going on. Let's talk about tonight. Man, there's a lot of events going on tonight, so you're going to have to take your pick. But I'll say, if you like your music hard and heavy, you might want to go down to the Elf House and check out Vacant State, War Hero, and On the Brink. And after that's done, get your bollocks down to the Cobalt to catch Bison, Jaws, and Hagaha. And if your tastes aren't quite so heavy, you might want to go down to the Media Club for an early show at 7 p.m. with the Transmitters, the TVs, and a New Fidelity. And then after that, head a few blocks over to the Railway Club with the Pierced Arrows from Portland, the Manipulators, and the Vicious Cycles. Yes, that's at the Railway Club afterwards. And yeah, don't forget about every Tuesday at the Cobalt. We got Boosh Tuesdays, and this Tuesday is Vacant State, local act. Played them in the a few sets ago. They'll be playing with Staring Problem from Calgary, Damaged Goods, and a Japanese punk act called Five and Dime. Once again, that's at the Cobalt, 917 Main on Tuesday. It's $5. And don't forget, tomorrow, California surf punk legends Agent Orange will be returning to Vancouver, and they'll be playing at the Cobalt with the China Creeps, Life Against Death, and Plus Perfect. And yeah, $12 in advance, $15 at the door. Shows at 8 p.m., and we're going to leave you with some Agent Orange. This is from the Living in Darkness release. Name of the track is called Too Young to Die. View our playlist of the show, www.streetpunkradio.com. And as always, the show can always be downloaded in the podcast of www.citr.ca. This has been Power Chord for another, this has been Generation Annihilation for another week. And yeah, hopefully stay tuned for Power Chord up next. See you later.
This time I will escape. I'm too young to die. seem like this is real. I guess it's just the way I feel. I don't know why. Well, I learned from my mistakes. This time I will escape. I'm too young to die. Things don't seem to be as easy as they used to be. It's getting harder every day to think of better things to say about what's going on around you and what's happening inside you. When it's I'm